service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Nothing else I have to do to be righteous. Matter of fact, there's nothing I can do to be righteous except I believed. And it was God's goodness that led me to repentance. I didn't choose him, he chose me. Oh, hallelujah. Your spirit was perfected, made righteous, complete. Nothing to be added, nothing can be taken away from that. That is your standing. That is your standing in the spirit realm. That is your standing before the throne of God. That is your standing before the devil. That is your standing before society. We are declared righteous. We are declared perfect. We are declared complete in him. Your spirit was never a little baby that had to grow up. No matter how young you were, you might have been saved as a child. It's same Holy Ghost. Same Spirit. God did a perfect work in you. I declare to you right now, your spirit is whole. Your spirit is clean. Your spirit is righteous. Your spirit is perfect. Your spirit is complete as it will ever be. Right now. Somebody shout right now. Shout right now again. Shout right now again. Right now, one more time. We're not waiting till the new year. We're not waiting till change comes in our environment. We're not waiting till a door opens up. We're not waiting till somebody blesses us. It's right now. And it always has been since I've been saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, your need is not for you to become righteous. That you are. No one can take it from you. It's a gift from God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God loves you just like he loves Jesus. He's our elder brother. Amen. Now, let's shift a gear here for a moment. The need is not for us to become righteous. The need that we have is for us to get that which is in our spirit to become a reality in your life. How many would agree with me there? We've established our standing before God. What our challenge is, what our need is to get that which is in our spirit, that righteousness, that perfection, that completedness to manifest or to become a reality in our life. How do you get what's on the inside to the outside where you really live? Let me ask that question again. How do we get what's on the inside to the outside where we really live, that righteousness, that holiness, that perfection, that completeness. Okay, I'm going to give you a revelation here. The door is your heart. Now, I don't think you know this because you don't know this. You don't know where I'm going with this. The door is your heart. Look at someone and tell them, the door is your heart. All that God has done in your spirit comes into your life through your heart. Not this thing pumping the red blood. Not that heart. The real you. Now I'm not through. I'm painting a picture for you so you'll see it clearly. So you'll understand it. All that God has done in your spirit, that righteousness, that perfection, that completeness, it comes into your life through your heart. All right? The condition of your heart will determine what comes out of your inner man. You know, it's like an automobile or an air conditioner or air conditioning ducts. Every now and then, you know, on the thermostat, it'll say time to change the filter, because the filter has gathered so much dust. You know, the energy efficiency and the air is not blowing, so you have to change the filters. It's like with anything that has a filter. Every now and then you have to change it. See, what comes into your life is determined what can pass through your heart from your spirit. Remember, we read in Ezekiel 36, the heart and the spirit, two different things. See, sometimes we thought the heart and the spirit were the same thing, but it's two different things. I'm going to show you today the difference. The heart, look at someone and tell them, the heart and the spirit are not the same. But when you received a new spirit, you received a new heart. When you received a new spirit, you received a new heart. We read that in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. When you received a new spirit, you received a new heart. Now, the heart is who you really are. Okay? The spirit is what God has done. But now, I want to show you something here. Now, stay with me. The heart is, say it with me. The heart is who I really am. Now, catch this. Now, you might want to write this down. This is the first key. The heart is the place where who you are in your spirit and who you are in your soul come together. The heart is the place where who you are in your spirit and who you are in your soul come together. That's the heart. I'll say it again. The heart is the place where who you are in your spirit, righteous, perfect, complete, and who you are in your soul, the heart is the place where it comes together. And that defines you in reality, in time. All that God has made you in the new birth, in your spirit, comes together with the thoughts, beliefs, and emotions of your soul. All the things that God has made you in the new birth or in your spirit, righteous, perfect, complete, that comes together with the thoughts and beliefs and emotions of your soul. That's your heart. All this combined, your soul and your heart, well, the spirit and the soul combined together in your heart are the real you. Tell somebody, that's the real you. That's you in real time. That's you in your experience. That's you in your state. Come on, I'm showing you grace to change. How we can change situations, how we can change through stuff. How we don't have to be on a cycle of defeat. How we don't have to live in lack. How we don't have to live with the wrong attitudes. We don't have to be frustrated. We don't have to live in anxiety and fear. Okay? So the heart is where the soul and the spirit combine. That makes up the heart. And that makes up the real you. When you were born again, your heart became new. In other words, when you were born again, all the hurts, all the fears, all of your past, it was healed. Tell somebody, by his stripes, I was healed. See, when you got born again, God healed all of that. He healed and gave you a new heart. He healed and gave you a new spirit. Tell somebody, I'm healed. In other words, if your past haunts you, it's only by choice. If anything from our past continues to mold us and shape us and cause us to think a certain way, it's only by choice. Why? Because God gave me a new heart. He gave me a new spirit. He healed me of my past. Hello? He healed memories. All that came with the package when I believed. And it happened immediately. Amen. That's who you are. When you were born again, your heart became new, and all these hurts, all that stuff from the past. You remember how you were so full of joy? All that stuff folk had done to you and all that you'd been through, and no matter what you were in at the time, you had joy. That stuff didn't matter. That stuff wasn't bothering you no more. You had a new life. You were brand new. Amen. In other words, believing God suddenly became easy. To believe God became easy. There was not a lot of stuff bogging you down, holding you down, pulling you back, blocking you. It became easy to believe God. Amen? Let me give you another key. Key number two. Although our spirit man can be changed only by God, our hearts can be changed by our thinking. Let me say that again. Although the spirit man can be changed only by God. Only God changed our spirit. He made us perfect, complete, and righteous. Our hearts can be changed by our thinking. Proverbs 23:7, what does it say? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Even though your spirit is power-packed with all the righteousness of heaven, complete, secured, huh? Righteous, holy. The spirit and the soul meet together and it makes up the heart. And the heart can be impacted or changed by how we think.
We have come to the close of part four of Mega Grace, the Grace to Change. Walk in God's standards and refuse to walk in defeat. David said, I will awake in his righteousness into his likeness. Guard your heart. Your spirit is saved and your heart renewed. Behold the glory of the Lord as we keep our eyes upon him. He will change us as we focus on him. 2 Corinthians 3:18 states, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.